Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
A $3.5 million project to save Folsom Lake sits on the horizon while a Northern California reservoir runs dry overnight. That's right, an entire lake has disappeared overnight, killing thousands of fish and leaving residents baffled. Formerly known as Mountain Meadows Reservoir, or Walker Lake, the reservoir was a popular fishing hole just west of Susanville. The rights to the site are currently owned by Pacific Gas and Electric Company, who use the reservoir for hydroelectric power. They claim to be just as surprised as everyone else. An image has surfaced online showing the former Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, strolling alongside Lawrence Rockefeller while holding a certain book that has led some to believe the presidential hopeful might be seeking UFO and/or ET existence disclosure. Is a dark plot being concocted behind the scenes? Well, check out the full article yourself and size up Kingslayer for a new tinfoil hat at darkmatternews.com. This year has seen an abundant amount of mysterious discoveries both here on Earth and in outer space. From a superhinge in Britain to countless geological formations of interest discovered across our tiny solar system. Recently, the internet has turned its attention to a peculiar grouping of rocks on the Red Planet which appear uncannily similar to the visible portions of the ever-famous Stonehenge back here on Earth. Mars Anomaly Hunter spotted what was subsequently dubbed as Marshenge in a photograph estimated to have been taken by the high-rise instrument on board the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. While some resources pointed out that the Curiosity has already blasted an inch-long structure with its laser chem-cam-labeled Stonehenge in the Zephyr region, this grouping of rocks certainly appears to look quite different. Haunted Skeptic has put together another in-depth, detailed analysis of what these photographs might be, comments from Buzz Aldrin, and much more. You can check the full article out at darkmatternews.com.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the Debt Helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
Water on Mars. Where do we go from here? Today's exciting NASA press briefing confirmed what we suspected. Mars has water flows, at least intermittently. Where water flows, there's a good possibility of life. But what exactly do these conditions signify? The impressive instrument that made this possible is CRISM, the Compact Reconnaissance Imaging Spectrometer for Mars. This was aboard the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter in tandem with high-rise imagery. Analysis revealed that the presence of perchlorates, hydrated minerals that are both a boon to keeping liquid water in its liquid state on Mars and a curse in being a health hazard to the human thyroid. Perchlorates act much as salt does on icy roads, lowering the freezing point of the water so that the liquid water seeping to the surface remains liquid at a much wider range of temperatures than pure water would. Liquid water means an environment for movement. Movement of metabolic materials, of dissolved solutes, even of organisms themselves. Liquid water is crucial in our expectations of making any planet habitable. Perchlorates can also be used to make rocket propellant. Accessible aluminum perchlorate on Mars would make human travel that much easier by providing a way to make a material for the return trip on site. One of the main drawbacks of Mars human exploration has been the immense cost of transporting materials all the way to the planet to use for the return trip. Earth has families of microorganisms that metabolize perchlorates. Mars may also have microbial life that has survived on these compounds as well. Perhaps they may have developed adaptation mechanisms that will be useful for us in adapting to Mars climate and environment. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.